Hey friends, thanks for joining us for the Messiah's Misfit podcast. No matter where you are in your walk of faith, this podcast is to help you grow and to learn. I'm Mary Ventress, and I'm joined with my friends Randall and Josh Newby.
Hey, good evening.
Hello.
Good to see you guys tonight. We're very excited about our upcoming episode. We are going to talk about David's declaration of faith and trust in the Lord. That's a pretty big subject, because as you know, David wrote Psalms.
He did.
So we're going to start it off in Psalms 27 and 1, and it says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?"
That is a huge declaration right there.
Mm-hmm.
David... He was one who God said he was a man after God's own heart.
Mm-hmm.
David had a relationship that was outstanding, phenomenal with God.
Oh, yeah.
Very personal. And as you look at his Psalms 23, "The Lord is my shepherd," David understood the importance and the blessing, the benefit of having a personal God.
Oh, absolutely.
He walked with, Enoch said he walked with God, but David walked with him well.
Yes, he did.
Walked with him very well, and David involved him, and I could probably even use the word David invited him mm-hmm. in his journey of life.
Yes.
And so when I see this here is David is making an exuberant declaration of faith. He was exuberant in it.
Yes.
And he declared the Lord is my light.
Yes.
That, you know, we're not children of the dark. We're children of the day.
Yes.
We're not children of
the night.
We're children of light.
Yes.
And David said, my light is him.
Yes.
He was able to draw from God.
Right.
He's letting people know, I'm not a child of the night or the dark. I'm a child of the light.
Right.
And he said, he is my light. He recognized who his source was.
Right.
Just right in the first statement of this.
Mm-hmm.
Then he doesn't stop, and he said, he has become my salvation.
Yes.
That rescues us.
Mm-hmm.
He saw him as a deliverer.
Yes.
He saw him as someone who was going to come in and bring him out of the miry clay, out of the horrible pit, and set his foot on a solid rock.
Right.
He saw him as one who's going to deliver him. And so, yeah, this is an exciting subject
yes.
tonight of faith and trust in the Lord. And we see here, he says, the Lord is the strength of, I like this, my life.
My life, yeah.
My life.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to let God take control of our life.
Yes, we do.
That if he's not if he don't have control of our life, then
right.
he has no control at all.
Right.
It's when we have that surrendered life and a life that has been submissive, he becomes our strength. Just like he's the Lord is he is my strength. He is my joy.
Yeah.
David understood that. He's become the strength of my life. I like that.
That is good. I like that too.
David, that's good stuff.
Well, it is. And you know, he just grew stronger in Christ, in God, in everything that he went through. All of the battles. I mean, he faced a lot of enemies. Because verse 2 says, when the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, come upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell.
Yes.
So they were after him.
Well, I mean, look at it. The word when.
Mm-hmm.
It's not if, it's when.
It's when.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I mean, Jesus was attacked in the garden. Satan came to him for a season, left for a season.
Yes.
It's not if we're going to be attacked, it's just when.
When.
And it's important that when time comes that we have a storehouse
mm-hmm.
built up in verse 1
yes.
of light,
exactly.
of salvation,
mm-hmm.
and strength. That way when the enemy does come against us, we're prepared.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. It's the awful thing is for us not to be prepared or be unprepared.
Right.
But when we got a storehouse of strength,
yes.
hey, let the enemies come. Because he said, because he is the strength of my life, of whom shall I be afraid?
Exactly.
He wasn't afraid of the enemies. He knew they were going to come. He
mm-hmm.
wasn't afraid of the giant. He ran out and attacked him.
He knew he had victory.
He knew he had victory.
Yes.
Absolutely, because he had the Lord. He
yes.
said, my light, my salvation.
Well, I seen somebody had said, you know, David was not afraid of Goliath because he wasn't worried about what Goliath was bringing to the fight because he already knew what his God was bringing
yes.
to the fight.
Amen. That's good.
So, you know, David loved God.
He did. He had a relationship. So when the wicked come in, you know, and it's not just our enemies, it's mm-hmm. God's enemies.
Yes. Yes.
Our enemies is God's enemies.
Yes.
And I believe that's how David saw that. He said, it's mine enemies or my foes came up on me to do what?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. David said, they come to just eat up my flesh. They come to devour me.
Yes.
That's what Satan, that's his goal with every believer.
Yes.
Is to try to devour us.
So true.
But when we have the faith of God,
mm-hmm.
when we have the faith of God and realize who God is,
mm-hmm.
he says, they stumble and fail.
Yeah, that's right. That's
glory.
Right. That's a nice way of saying defeated.
That's right.
They died.
They got stomped
they
on.
They died.
They got stomped.
Yes. Yes.
They got, but that's the.
That part right there makes me think of Samson, you know, when they jumped on him, you know, and he all he had was the jawbone of an ass.
Yeah.
And he slaughtered thousands with that one little weapon. And that's God.
Yeah.
That God did that.
He
worked through Samson's body and he did that. And that's the same way he works through us.
The same spirit
yes.
that raised Christ from the dead dwells in us.
Dwells
Amen. In us. The same spirit. So, you know, it's exciting to see the scripture that David saw himself in a place of victory because of
yes.
whose he was.
Yes.
He saw who God was in control of his life, leading him
yes.
and directing him. So, yeah, verse 3 says, though a host, that's talking about the world,
yes.
a large host, the enemies, a large host of enemies, numerous.
Mm-hmm.
He said, even though they should encamp against me or encamp around me, my heart shall not fear. Why? I believe because David knew that his trust was in God.
Mm-hmm.
His faith within God, and I've said this many times, if it's just you and God,
mm-hmm.
you're in majority.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
David didn't care how many hosts they had because he kept going back to verse 1, the Lord. That was his first words, the Lord.
Yes.
The Lord.
The Lord.
No matter what happens,
mm-hmm.
the Lord.
That's trust. That is a deep-rooted
yeah.
trust in God.
Yes.
Wow.
That is. He says, my heart shall not fear. That's the center being of who we are.
Mm-hmm.
That's the center of us. He was had a sense of fearlessness.
Right.
And that's how we need, because fear is from the Satan. Fear is from Satan. It's a stronghold and it grabs us, it chokes us down, it hinders us. But it's important. It's why we must have faith. Because I look at Hebrews 11 and 6, where it says it's in without faith, it is impossible to please God.
Mm-hmm.
But if you read it like this, well, with faith, we please God.
Right. There you go. Yeah.
So I want to be on the pleasing side of God.
I agree. Me too.
So I want to be on the pleasing side of God. And then he goes on to say in the same verse, he says, for he that cometh to God must believe. We must believe God.
We must.
Must believe his
yes.
word. We must believe that he is God.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Well, David was being rewarded for his faith.
Yes.
Because the enemies and the foes, they were stumbling and falling.
Yes. Oh, yeah. All around him. All around him. Yes.
So
I mean, Saul hunted him for how long?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, he was a wanted, hunted man. And the Lord, he found refuge.
He did.
And strength. That taught him to trust and have faith in God.
Amen. You know, every time we go through a trial,
mm-hmm.
it strengthens us.
Absolutely.
It strengthens. You know, God dealt us, every man, a measure of faith.
Yes.
But when we build on that faith,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to be through troubles,
yes.
trials, through spiritual attacks,
yes.
through hard times, hardships,
mm-hmm.
that's how our faith grows.
That's right.
When it's being tested or it's being tried. And so David was here because the enemy just kept coming, but he never gave up on God.
No.
He never quit on God because he said, in this, I will be confident.
Right. Amen.
I think we could probably say, in God,
mm-hmm.
I will be confident.
Right.
In my Lord, in what God told me. See, God's a God and he can't lie.
Mm-hmm.
God, what he's promised us, he's going to bring it to fruition.
Right.
He'll bring it to pass. And so as we see this laying out here, we see these scriptures here as a great declaration of trust.
Yes.
Of trust in God and believe in God. So when you get in verse 4, he kind of shifts gears with it from, it's along the same lines, but he takes it to another level of from trust to seeking God.
Right. Yes, he does.
And I think that is one thing that we need to know as Christians is we need to seek God.
Because you'll find him.
Amen.
He says that in his word. Seek me and you'll find me.
That's what he says. And so I believe it's important, and David did that because he said, this one thing have I desired. This one thing.
One thing.
That right there, that's where my heart is.
Right.
Mm.
That's where all of us need to be.
Where's our heart at?
That's right.
Where's our heart? David's was in seeking God.
God.
He wanted the presence of God. He had a longing to be with him.
Right.
A longing to be with God and to trust in him. I believe it's in Psalms, Psalms 51. Psalms 51, 11 says, cast me away from thy presence and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation.
Yes.
That's what David knew.
Yes.
And at times, if Satan can rob us of that or steal us from that, but David knew that's where I want to be.
Well, you know, that takes our trust away, our faith away, our peace away.
Yes.
And that's what Satan wants to rob us from. You know, we tend to think it's our earthly possessions.
Right.
It's not your earthly possessions.
No.
He wants to take away your spiritual wisdom and knowledge and all of these things, which faith and trust and salvation, all that falls under one category, and that's how he kills us.
Yeah.
Because when he separates you from God,
he's our source.
Yes, and we have to have
him. That's why I go back to 27:1. The Lord is my light, my salvation, my strength.
Yes,
David, that was his stronghold.
Yeah, he's saying, "Who should I be afraid of?"
Yeah,
I'm not afraid of anybody.
I've got God on my side.
That's right.
He's my strength. He's my source. He's my refuge. He's my healer. He's my deliverer.
And, you know, we as humans, you know, we get caught up in things and we'll say, I'm so afraid. I'm so worried. I'm so, you know, and right then the Holy Spirit kicks in and says, why?
Right.
I've got this. I've got you. I'm going to get you through this.
And
then you can lay down and go to sleep.
That's what we need to remember.
Yes.
That's why we need to return back to our victory, return back to when God was there.
Yes.
Reflect back to how God revealed himself to us.
Return to your first fruits.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So David goes on to say, one thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life.
Amen.
Not partial.
Nope.
Not all a partial, but all the days of my life. To do what?
Behold.
To behold.
Yes.
Woo, that's my Lord. Can you see David's heart? Can you see him there just in a time of prayer, in a time of praise and worship to the Lord? And he said, just one thing I want, and he says, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple, to behold the holiness of God, to behold the goodness of God, to behold the harmony of all of God's attributes.
Yes.
Without sin. Woo! Beautiful that is.
Well, and this is one of my verse 5. Okay. If we go down in verse 5, this is one of my favorite parts. Is for in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. What's a pavilion mean, Pastor?
Refuge.
Yeah, a safe place.
A safe place.
He's going to hide us away, right?
Yes.
So in the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock.
Oh, my.
I mean,
wow.
I mean, you talk about safety, security. Why would you not trust in that?
Yes.
Now, again, we've said this before. That does not mean you're not going to go through troubles and tribulations because Satan is going to come at you until he is locked away. He is never going to stop trying to defeat us, right?
Yes.
Because he wants to hurt God. And the only way he can hurt God is by hurting us.
Yes.
And so But the Lord is saying here, what David is saying about the Lord is this is what he does for him. Yes. He hides him away. Oh, and the word says God is no respecter of person. So he'll do the same thing for you and me and for everybody listening. You know, he will take care of you. He will protect you. He will hide you.
Wow.
And then he shall set you upon a rock in a safe place.
What a foundation.
Wow. Yeah.
We're not on sinking sand here.
No.
This is not a myth.
No.
We got something that's reality, something that's real. You know, I look in Psalms 31 and verse 20. Mm-hmm. It kind of flows and ties in with this. He said, "Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence."
Yes.
That's the pavilion.
Yes.
That's the pavilion, the presence. Is the presence of the Lord. And that's what David had his trust in.
Yes.
Was the nearness of God, was the trust of God.
Well, it says on in 20, it says, "Thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues." So he's not only protecting you from the physical harm, he will protect you from the attack of the tongue. Because, you know, the tongue is a two-edged sword, cuts both ways.
Right.
He's saying right here, I'll protect you from that as well. I'll protect you from those who run you down, who try to make you look bad, try to make you lose your job, or try to destroy your marriage or your children. He said, I'm going to protect you from that in what? A pavilion, a safe place.
Yes.
Wow.
Wow. You know, he said, let the lying lips be put to silence.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
You know, when we're hid, I can just see David just, he said, I know I'm hid from from every fiery dart of the enemy. I'm hiding behind that shield of faith.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Yes.
No matter what
Praise
weapon
God.
They use against me, God is my refuge and he's my strength and he's a very present help in a time of trouble.
Amen.
You know, David understood the importance and the value.
Yes. Yes, he did.
Of the kindred spirit that he had as being a child of God and being in the family of God.
Mm-hmm.
David saw that tremendously. And man, he said, he's hid me in the secret of thy presence from the pride of man.
Yeah. Wow.
All these things going to come against us. You know, he said there's many, many, many foes and many they come. You know, Satan appears an angel of light sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he comes at us different angles, different ways, but you've got to be prepared. You've got to be vigilant.
Oh, yeah. You know, I've heard people say many times, oh, he or she's fake. They're so fake. They're this or that. That's not the one you need to be worrying about.
Right.
The one that's really, truly fake, you know, Satan, he's going to come as your best friend.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to come and he's going to make you feel so good about yourself, and then he's going to stab you right in the back.
He's the father of lies.
Yes.
He's a liar. He's a murderer.
Yes.
And he destroys everything that's good, you know. And I think that goes on here. What was we get to
in six?
He said, "And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemy." That's victory.
That is victory.
That's victory. That's victory right there. And he says, "Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy, not fear, not defeat, not sadness, not sorrow,
no depression."
He said, "But I'm going to offer up sacrifices of joy.
Yes.
I will sing, I will sing praises unto
the Lord.
Lord."
Amen.
Look at his attitude.
Yes. You know, my little granddaughter loves to sing, and she just sings. She just makes up words all day long, just all over the house, everywhere, singing. That's joy.
That is joy.
That's her happy place.
The joy
just
of the
singing.
Lord is my strength.
Amen.
And that's what I'm going to offer up.
Yes.
He didn't offer up timidness.
No.
He didn't offer up dismay and hopelessness.
No.
Oh, enemies are coming against me.
Ooh,
he said, I'm going to praise.
Yes.
I'm going to worship. I'm going to magnify the Lord. I'm going to glorify the Lord.
Amen.
In his tabernacle where I'm hid, glory to God.
Yes.
He said, it's just me and God, and we're going to praise.
That is.
Joy.
Yes.
Joy.
You know, and that it's not wrong to get excited about that.
Oh, no.
Because, you know, that, and, you know, these, we talk to people and they're down and out. They're sad. You know, we talk, but that's, he is where our joy comes from.
He is our joy.
You have to,
he
if
is
you,
joy.
If you have severed your relationship with God, let me tell you, people, if you are in such a state of depression and you feel separated from God, Get back in your prayer closet.
Yes.
Get alone with Him. Don't listen to other people, you know, getting in your head about things. Go to the source. To God, because He's never going to lead you astray, ever.
That's right.
And He'll lead you beside still waters, not rough waters. So praise God. Amen. Get in there. Get in there.
Amen. Amen. Just sing praises to Him. Sing praises to Him.
And even if you make them up yourself.
Psalms 8:2. Psalms 8:2 says, "By our praises we paralyze the enemy."
Yes.
You know, when you're praising God, Satan, he can't harm you, can't touch you.
I know.
He becomes paralyzed. He becomes immobile.
You know what I think about when somebody says that? You know them glue strap, mouse traps?
Yeah.
That's what I think. When we start praising, he gets stuck in one of them mouse traps. He can't even get off of it. He's just face stuck down in
he
it.
He is.
I have a vivid imagination, folks.
He can't stand that. He can't stand the saint worshiping our God.
No, he despises it. Because, you know, he was the worship leader.
Yeah.
And he lost. He was dethroned.
Yes, he was.
And he cannot ever be reconciled with God.
No.
But God made a way for us, which makes him hate us for that.
Thank God.
Yes.
Thank God.
Yes. But know your enemy. Know your enemy. Yeah. Know why he hates you. Well, that's one of the main reasons.
We said we're not ignorant of Satan's devices.
Mm-mm.
We've got it. We've got to know how he works. We've also got to know our weapons.
Yes.
The weapons of our warfare are not
absolutely
carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down
of
strongholds and casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God.
Right.
And that's why it is so important that we know our God, that we know our
God. Sure. Yeah, you've got to know what you're dealing with.
Yes.
Either way, you've got to know.
Yes.
And He'll teach you. Right. And how is He teaching us? His Word.
His Word.
The living, breathing Word of God this is. Well, praise God.
The Lord is my life.
Yes.
When the Lord becomes our life.
Yes.
When He is my everything, He's my all in all.
Mm-hmm.
Then, that's where we've got to be.
Yeah. Yes.
We've got to be there.
Get in that pavilion.
Yes.
Ooh, that He's provided
right
for
man,
you.
Man, that's shouting
yes,
ground.
Yes, amen.
Get in that a secret place with God.
Yes.
Ooh, I will abide in the shadow of the Almighty.
Yes. Look out now.
Wow.
Well, verse 7 says, "Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me." Answer me. When we have a problem, say, "Lord, please answer me."
Yes.
You know, and people don't realize, I feel like people don't realize they have that authority. He has given us that authority to say to Him, "Hear my cry, hear my prayer. I need you."
Yes.
And don't be ashamed or afraid to talk to Him. I think people sometimes think they have to have a special prayer, you know, it has to be fancy. Cry out to God.
Just cry
out from your heart.
Lay it on the line.
Yes.
Share what's in
That's
your heart.
That's what David did.
I mean, God knows it's in there anyway.
Yes.
Just come out and say it.
Yes.
Come out and ask Him to it. You know, we've gone from a place of trust.
Mm-hmm.
We've gone to a place of seeking.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like you said, in 7 there, he said, cry. He takes it to another level of prayer.
Yes.
So David was activating different elements of faith, of trust, of prayer. And he's activating. So we're not limited.
Mm-mm.
We need to be activating every different realms in our life to get a hold of God. He said, God, when I cry, when the wicked, when they come against me, when I cry, it's none of those moments. That's when. It's not if, it's when.
Yes.
With my voice. Who else is going to pray?
Exactly.
With my voice.
Well, and that's just it. I can pray for you. But you still have to cry out to Him.
Yes.
I can't say, you know, Lord, here's Randall. He needs saved. Go ahead and save him. Go get him. That doesn't work that way.
Can we throw the term in here? Courageous.
Mm-hmm.
Courageous faith.
Yeah.
Be bold.
Yes.
In our prayers.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's what David was.
Yeah. Are you getting close to zeal?
Yeah.
Be zealous. Yes.
I think we need to have some courageous faith here and be bold in our prayer life.
I agree.
You know, and trust God and call upon His name and ask Him and believe Him for it.
Yes.
You know, David said, I need your mercy.
Yes.
I've been attacked.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going through hard times.
Yes.
I need some mercy today,
Well,
God.
And the good thing is, His mercies are new every morning.
Absolutely.
So wear them out today and start over tomorrow.
He was seeking that. He was seeking God's mercy. He said, and answer me.
Yes, yes.
You know, God said at a place, I think it's in, is it Chronicles? He said, God said, command you me.
Yes.
You know, God wants us to come boldly to that throne of grace.
Yes.
He said, command you me.
Don't play games. Be serious and bring it to him. Yes. Bring your petitions, he said.
Absolutely. He said, when thou sayest, that was God speaking.
Mm-hmm.
God says, seek ye my face.
Yes.
You know, God is asking for, he's asking for our obedience.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, my heart responded and said back to God, Lord, thy face will I seek.
Praise God.
So there's got to be that, in our prayer, there's got to be that conversation, reciprocating process that we commune with God.
Right.
And that's what he said. God said, I said back.
Right.
There's got to be that, there needs to be that ease
mm-hmm.
that we can come to God.
Right.
You know, we don't be, God's not sitting on a throne with a great big stick going to womp us over the head.
Exactly.
God wants
Even
us.
Though I feel he probably wants to sometimes.
Let's put it up for another, let's leave it for another subject, another time.
Exactly.
But God wants conversation.
Yes. Yes.
You know, I love that David responded, God, when you said, Lord, I responded back, my heart responded back, Lord, I will seek you.
Yes.
Wow, what a...
I love that.
What a... Yes, that's what a beautiful...
relationship.
Relationship.
Yes.
That goes back to verse 1.
Well, and it goes back to Genesis.
It does.
I mean, he walked with Adam and Eve.
He did.
He wants that fellowship with us.
Yes.
And he wants to develop a trust with us and to build our faith. And so we know he's not... Just because we're in a storm, that doesn't mean he's not there.
Right.
You know, and a lot of times these storms, I'm going to be honest, we've put ourselves in.
Yeah.
We've fired up the lightning machine, and we're in it by our own
A lot of
faults.
Self-inflictions.
Yes. But that doesn't mean he's left us.
No.
That means he's waiting for you to cry out.
It was because when you go back to Genesis, Adam and Eve, they transgressed.
They did.
They sinned.
Mm-hmm.
And when they sinned, God was still walking in the cool of the day.
Yes.
And
they
he had
heard
to cry
him.
And he had to cry out, Adam, where are you?
Yeah.
Adam?
Yeah.
Adam, where you at?
Yes.
Over here, Lord.
Yes.
Before is they were walking together.
Together.
But sin will come in
Separate.
And destroy.
Yeah.
It will put a wedge between God's heart and our heart.
Yes.
And it'll cause distancing. And then where would Adam? Oh, I'm over hiding in the bushes now.
Yes.
Before. That's what sin does.
Yes.
Satan throws that sin in our lives to hinder our walk with God.
He does.
But that's why we got to go back to John 1 and 9. God is faithful and just to forgive our sins.
Yes, he is.
Don't be so prideful that we cannot come back and ask for forgiveness and ask for repentance.
Right.
And say, Lord, we're sorry. You know, we need godly sorrow.
Right.
Be sorrowful that we're not sorry we got caught, but be sorrowful that we have sinned against God.
Yes.
But God wants to restore that relationship that's broken. Sin is the enemy.
Yes.
Sin is the enemy of God, and it's the enemy against us.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got to take authority over that sin and say, God, I'm not going to sin.
And that's not something, that's something you will fight every day.
It's
every day you're on this earth, you're going to fight the what they call those seven deadlies, you know. So you're going to fight those sins.
We are.
But we don't have to fight them alone.
Amen.
Praise God. We have a,
Amen.
We have a,
Amen.
What did you call them all ago? We have a, our weapons of warfare.
Yes.
Praise
yes.
God. Pull
Amen.
Them out. Pull them out and use
Amen.
Them.
You know, when you read verse 9, I believe it is.
Mm-hmm.
Said, Lord, hide not thy face far from me.
Yes.
Oh, I'm glad he's a God that's near
Amen.
To us today.
Yes.
He says, put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. He goes back to verse 1. We started, my light, my salvation.
Yes.
He kept resorting back.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, you're my Savior.
Yes.
You're my Redeemer.
Everything.
Wow.
Mm.
Wow. Wow. He said, when my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up.
Amen.
How beautiful is that? A picture of God's acceptance.
Mm-hmm.
When people may not accept us, God accepts us who we are, where we are.
Absolutely.
And he approves us.
Well, you know, and there's many people out there who have been abandoned by a loved one.
Yes.
In whatever form or fashion. But the Lord says, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I will always be there. That should mean everything to everybody. He's always there. And if you seek his face, you'll see it. Because a lot of people say, well, but I can't see him. I can't. But you can if you seek him. That's what his word keeps saying.
I want to keep going back. Yes.
Seek him diligently. And I believe you'll see him. Absolutely. Yeah.
He wants to be caught.
He does. He does. He wants to be walking in your garden.
Yes. Amen. Yes, he does. Beautiful. Yes. That's beautiful there. Mm-hmm. But yes, God, he receives me. He received me.
Yes.
When I had nothing to offer him but brokenness and heartache.
He just wrapped his arms around you.
He knew what he was getting when he got me.
That's right. Yes.
There's nothing I can say. Well, whoops, boy, No. He knew what he got when he got me.
He got you in an old songbook.
He did.
He did.
Wow.
Some oldies but goodies.
he took us where it was. Yes. He said, teach me thy way, O Lord.
Yes.
You know, here I believe in this verse here that David was, he was asking for wisdom.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I believe he was asking for wisdom. Lord, teach me thy ways. And
he said, and lead me in a plain path. Make it clear to me which way you want me to go. Don't make it where it's confusing, because he's not the author of confusion.
Absolutely. Come on now.
There. So he said, make it plain.
Yes.
Put some lights on that runway, Lord, and help me land this plane. And that is exactly how I feel that he meant that.
You know, Paul was telling King Agrippa, he said, King, this was not done in a corner.
Mm-hmm.
It was not done secretly. Mm-mm. God wants it wide open for us to understand, have knowledge.
And be clear.
Yes.
Yes.
God wants us to have clear direction for our lives,
mm-hmm.
not stumbling in the darkness.
No.
Not stumbling around. Or say it like this. God doesn't want us to be stumbled, or God does not want us to be stumbling blocks either.
Right.
We need God's wisdom mm-hmm. so we can have a clear path, clear understanding of his word so that we can teach others.
Yes, absolutely. I believe that. And always bring the word to people because that's God.
It is.
You know, I don't want to confuse you with what I think. I want you to know what he thinks.
Yes, not just our opinion.
But it's hard sometimes. I may interject my opinion once in a while. You're welcome. But I'm just saying, you better go back and read it.
Yes, we do. Let's read on here.
Okay.
Verse 12.
12.
Deliver me not over unto the will of my enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and as such as breathe out cruelty.
False witnesses?
Yeah.
You mean somebody's lying on me?
Jesus dealt with that.
He sure did. He sure did.
He dealt with that. But here David said, Lord, don't deliver me over to them.
No, save me from them. Yeah. Get that pavilion opened up.
Yes.
Let me back in.
There we are. I had fainted unless I had believed. To see, I love this, to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
Praise God. Praise God. Not in the land of the dead.
Nope.
In the land of the living.
We live in the land of the living.
We do.
We are.
I feel like we're running out of time, folks, for this segment. Yes.
I just getting warmed up.
I know, right? Well, you know what we can do is we can come back and have a part two next week.
Wow, what a great idea.
I know. I have them. Nobody believes me.
Is that where you interjected yourself?
There you go. I just want to share the wisdom the Lord has given me.
Well, I think that's a great idea. Yeah, there's so much more that we can cover on this subject.
We'll come back and start Psalms 27 and 14. That's what we'll start with next week.
Oh, we just get one verse now?
Well, we're going to start. I said start with.
Okay.
See, now that's why, you know, that's all I'm saying about
that's
that.
That's why we're the Messiah's misfits.
That's right. We are definitely,
Oh, praise the Lord. I'm glad we got joy.
Yes,
I'm glad
amen.
We got joy, and that comes from God's word, comes from his mighty presence.
Yes.
We're hidden. Let's pray with our audience tonight. And Father, we just thank you. Lord, we thank you that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Father, we thank you that laughter doeth good like a medicine tonight. And Father, we just thank you, Lord, for David's psalmist, his psalm that he wrote, his prayer, Lord, his example of trusting, an example of, Lord, of exuberant faith and his outstanding courage, Lord, that he sought your face, Lord. And he give us, the wisdom, Lord, to run to you, to be able to call out and cry out to you, and, Lord, that you would hide us in the pavilion of your presence. Lord, we thank you today, Lord, that you are our hiding place. You are, we can abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Father, we thank you that you become our refuge for us, Lord, during the times of trouble and tribulation, Lord, and you accept us who we are. And Father, and I just pray right now, Lord, over our audience that may be listening tonight, Lord, that's going through some things. And Lord, I just pray that your word would come to life. Lord, let them enjoy the goodness and see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Lord, let them know that they're accepted. Lord, let them know that they've been approved as they come to you, Lord, as you've forgiven them. Lord, and you love them. Lord, I pray, give them hope tonight. Father, encourage them in their walk with you, Lord. Father, we thank you. We bless you. Lord, we give you all the praise for your faithfulness and goodness in our lives, your Holy Spirit that's at work in us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, I would just like to encourage everyone to seek the Lord this week with all your heart, all your might, and you will find him. He is always there with us. But I'd like to thank you for listening to the Messiah's Misfit podcast. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe wherever you're listening today so you don't miss an episode. It would also mean a lot if you took the time to give us a review so others can find our podcast and we can continue to serve and to teach.
The Messiah's Misfits podcast is a ministry of Yale Assembly where our mission is to build kingdom people. To find out more about Yale Assembly and our other ministries, you can go to yaleassembly.org.